This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines at this hour, MUT Council proposes a strategic relationship with South Africa's Engineering Council, and 2. NET joins confident of safe, smooth Sona. The time is 9 o'clock. UDAF Mangosuthu University of Technology is strengthening its engineering capacity through a potential partnership with the Engineering Council of South Africa, ECSA. The chairperson of council, Dr. Moseidi Mekgi, recently invited the president of ECSA, Mr. Thembinkosi Madikane, to the university to explore ways of supporting MUT's infrastructure and teaching and learning needs. The visit followed an earlier off-campus meeting between the two leaders. On January 30, 2026, Mr. Madikane was officially welcomed to MUT, where he met with the acting vice-chancellor and principal, Dr. Annette Meany, Dr. Mekgi, and members of council. Discussions focused on positioning ECSA as a strategic partner in the development of MUT's engineering faculty. Mr. Madikane, an alumnus of MUT and a member of the university's second graduating cohort, reaffirmed his commitment to supporting MUT's academic and infrastructure growth. He currently serves alongside Dr. Mekgi on the ECSA Council. MUT plans to host a follow-up seminar with ECSA to deepen collaboration. Key areas for discussion will include infrastructure development, work-integrated learning student placements, lecturer support, and research collaboration in the engineering sector. The initiative marks a significant step towards strengthening MUT's engineering capacity and advancing academic excellence and innovation. In your other news, with one day to go until Thursday's State of the Nation address, National Joint Operational and Intelligence Structure, NET joins, says safety and security are top priority. It has assured the country that the president's speech in Cape Town will proceed smoothly, without any disruptions. NET joins says various stakeholders have been meeting regularly in the build-up to Sona 2026. Officials have enhanced police visibility to prevent and combat any opportunistic crime before, during, and after the address. It says a road closure advisory has been issued to residents, spectators, and businesses around Cape Town City Hall. Airspace in the vicinity will also be restricted from 7 in the morning until 10 in the evening. NET joins has warned that those seen around City Hall without valid accreditation will be dealt with accordingly. It also affirmed that President Cyril Ramaphosa's address on Thursday night will take place with minimal to zero incidents. Officials, including Acting Police Minister Fairoz Kokelia and Police Commissioner Fanny Mazimola, will provide further instructions to law enforcement deployed for the Sona on Thursday morning.
And finally, usubalwa neminye imidlalo ethandwa kakhulu kuleli umdlalo iSkim Sam, okhonjiswa kwiSABC 1 phakathi nezinsuku ngo-7.30 ntambama. Lokhu kulandela izindaba ezimenyezelwe abakwaSABC zokuthi muva nje isibalo sabantu ababukela lo mdlalo sesifinyelele ku-4.5 million. I-SABC iveze ukuthi abekho abantu okumele ibabonge ngale mpumelelo kodwa ibonga abalingisi abazinikele emsebenzini wabo nokwenza umsebenzi oncomekayo wokulingisa into ethinta abantu ngqo. Kwenzeka lokhu nje kulo mdlalo. Bamatasa kulezi zinsuku kumenyezelwa abalingisi abasha abazoba yingxenye yawo. Ngesonto eledlule bethule umlingisi ozakhele igama emdlalweni iTheriva, uLungile Mofokeng owethulwe njengomunye wabalingisi abaqale izolo kulo mdlalo muva nje. Bethule intokazi ebisathathe ikhefu emkhakheni wokulingisa uTalita Ndima. Izoqala kuleli sonto kulo mdlalo nalapho izolingisa khona indawo kababalwa Jacqueline. UTalita uveze ukuthi ubabalwa ungowesifazane owaziyo ukuthi ufunani empilweni futhi akazibukeli phansi.
To recap your top story at this hour, Mangosuthu University of Technology is strengthening its engineering capacity through a potential partnership with the Engineering Council of South Africa, ECSA. This is all from myself at this hour. Dio, catch your next news at 10 o'clock.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.